Should I apply for temporary protected status? What is TPS? Bashir is an Afghan in the United States who feels unsafe returning to his home country. A friend told Bashir that he can apply for temporary protected status, TPS.
What is TPS? How long does it last?
TPS is for people who are in the United States and cannot return to their home country for safety reasons. Afghan nationals can apply for TPS to legally stay in the United States for a set period of time. The current validity period ends on May 20th, 2025.
What are the benefits of TPS?
You can stay in the United States legally while your TPS is valid. TPS lets you apply for a permit to work in the United States. For questions about travel outside the United States with TPS, you should speak with a legal service provider.
Who is eligible for TPS?
You are eligible if you were born in Afghanistan. You are also eligible if you don't have a nationality and last resided in Afghanistan before coming to the United States. You must also meet three more requirements. You have lived in the United States since September 20th, 2023. You have not left the United States since November 21st, 2023. You have not committed serious or multiple crimes.
Does Keep Yourself Me Game residency? Does it cover my family members too?
These are important questions. TPS by itself is not a path to permanent residency or citizenship in the United States. Each family member, including children, must have a separate TPS application.
If I get TPS, can I still receive Office of Refuging the Settlement or benefits if I'm eligible?
Yes. TPS does not affect ORR eligibility. You can apply for or continue to receive ORR benefits.
Can I apply for other immigration relief while pursuing TPS?
Yes. Applying for TPS.
I want to apply for temporary protected status. How do I apply?
You can apply by mail or online with U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, by completing Form I-821, Application for Temporary Protected Status. If you want to apply for a permit to work in the United States, include Form I-765, Application for Employment Authorization. If you are an Afghan national recently paroled into the United States due to the humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan, you do not need to pay the fee for this form.
When should I apply?
You can apply until May 20th, 2025, which is the end of the validity period. If you're eligible, you can apply for TPS now. The sooner you apply, the sooner you will receive a decision about your status.
What do I need to include in my application?
Here is what you'll be asked to provide. Proof of identity, proof of nationality, the date you entered the United States, proof of your current U.S. address prior to September 20th, 2023. Helpful documents may include your passport, tazkira, birth certificate, Form I-94, and rent or utility bills. Please check with your lawyer for more about what you need.
How much does it cost?
There is a $50 fee to apply for TPS for the first time. For people older than 14, there is an additional $85 fingerprinting fee. There is financial assistance called a fee waiver if you can't afford the fee. If you need help determining the fees, use the USCIS fee calculator for help.
My sister had TPS, but it expired while she was sick. Can she apply again?
The deadline for re-registration was November 24, 2023. To apply for late re-registration, your sister needs to get help from her legal service provider. Need a lawyer? Immigration Legal Services for Afghan Arrivals, ILSAA, provides free services for eligible Afghan arrivals. Contact ILSAA info@icf.com or call toll-free at 833-286-0864 to ask about our services. Check out our resource library for more information.